When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Coming up in 20 minutes at 6:45, we'll play Caps Trivia for Caps New Jersey Devils tickets. Caps take on the Devils November 23rd at Capital One Arena. We've got two pair. It's very simple. We'll call your name. We'll bring you up on the line. We'll ask you a Caps Trivia question. If you get it correct, you win the tickets. I mean, it couldn't be easier. And winning tickets is better than paying for tickets.
I don't know how many hours of radio time we spent talking about the team name and whether they're going to change the name. Cakes still believes they're going to change the name.
Yeah. Well, in the summertime, that's all we talked about.
Yeah.
Cakes is wearing, though, the Salute to Service Washington Commanders hoodie.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
What did it cost you, about $80?
My wife bought it for me. I think it's probably about $90.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And it has the big W. All I'm going to say about this is,
because he's a huge fan.
Well, he's now.
And I've said it many times, but now that they're winning, you hear less chatter about the stadium.
That is true.
Less chatter about the name change. It's all about the team. But my buddy who lives in Vermont, who we all grew up with, he just randomly said, I kind of like the W logo.
Really?
Because he saw it on a lot of hats.
The W's not horrible. The logo is,
the W's not horrible.
Is way better than the name.
Yeah.
I actually have grown to like the logo.
The logo's not
horrible.
I
haven't grown to like the name.
If you get like a hat with just a W,
yeah,
it's fine.
I think that's what he was commenting on.
Yeah,
yeah. The logo's fine.
Not the horrific. Logo's great, but like Commanders across. I mean, there's so many letters in Commanders. I mean, it's just so big.
But you're right. I was at a retail establishment yesterday, minding my own business. And I was just sitting down in a chair after the. I was ordering something, and I was sitting down in a chair, and a guy was sitting next to me, and he looked at me and he said, "Big fan." And I really appreciated that. And then right out of the way, he goes, I think we got him on Thursday. And he just started going into a whole skins thing.
Happens
to me
at the gym.
And a whole, you know, like Jaden thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's happening way more often.
Yeah. People are way more engaged.
People are just like, right away, they want to talk about the Commanders.
Yeah.
They really do.
How different is that, man?
I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah.
And almost everywhere I go, people are commenting on the team. They're capturing everybody's attention.
It's fun. There's anticipation for every game now, whereas in years past, at this point in the season, 9 or 10 games in, malaise and apathy had set in. You realize that you're going on to mock draft sites to see where they're picking instead of worrying about who they're possibly drawing in the playoffs.
Right.
It's just a completely different atmosphere.
Well, you just have hope.
Yes.
You have hope, and you have an exciting player to watch.
Correct.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So speaking of that exciting player, he has to play a game in 2 days on Thursday night. So Jay Gruden is on with Grant and Danny, and here's what he had to say about his potential health issues heading into said game Thursday against the Eagles.
What did you think of Jaden Daniels yesterday?
You know, I still think he's a little bit limited in far as I think Cliff's doing a good job of protecting him, making sure that they got it for the season, and I think he's still a little inhibited by the rib injury a little bit. You know, I see him on the sidelines. I see him wincing a little bit. I think that affects the play calling. They're not calling as many of the cool zone reads and the counters with the quarterback able to pull it and people coming around and some of that things. They call it a quarterback draw on one play, and I think they had one other zone read where he just kind of went to the ground. So I think his use of his legs is limited right now, which affects their running game in general. But overall, I think Jaden still played pretty good. I thought he had great poise. He got hit hard a couple times, stood in the pocket, and still saw the field and made some big-time throws. So I think, you know, for him, it was an average football game, but average for a lot of people, it's still pretty good.
I think they're just
I agree with that assessment.
They're dying for him to get through this mini bye, through this game, and then get to the mini bye because they're playing on Thursday.
Heal up just a little bit.
Just get through it without any further injury to the rib, and then it's like, okay, you go rest for however many days, and then come out on the other side pretty close to health.
I'm no X's and O's analyst by any stretch, but it certainly appeared to me in this game that they ran a few of those Robert plays where it was like the zone read stuff where he literally just gave it to the back, pulled it back, and just hit that streaking guy across the, it's the same play Robert was doing over and over and over. They only hit it once or twice, but it was there. It was there.
The long one to McLaurin, was that one?
I can't remember.
Zone read? I mean,
no, I'm talking about
I know what you're talking
crosser,
about.
Crosser, like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Just boom, three step well,
McLaurin
crop,
caught one for like 10 and ran
for
40.
That play should be there almost all the time because teams have to be terrified of him running the ball.
But like I said yesterday, there were some times where he could have run. And pulled it back because he had just acres, but he gave it to Eckler or McNichol.
I mean, it could be true.
Baldy had a really good breakdown.
I don't know if that's because he doesn't feel 100% where he doesn't want to run and get hit or if that's just if Kingsbury saying, give it to him.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also the defense. Baldy had a really good breakdown on Patrick Queen, the linebacker who used to be at the Ravens, now with the Steelers. And it really highlighted his elite speed at that position. And the one, which I mentioned yesterday, where Jaden went to the left, Queen was in the middle of the field and just
closed
chased him down.
Yeah.
He was, maybe not quite as fast. Like if they ran a 40, maybe not
angle.
Quite as fast
it
as Jaden, but he got him. And that was one that if Jaden gets around, he's probably going to run for like 30 or 40.
Yeah.
So there's not many teams that have a Patrick Queen.
I don't. Was Patrick Queen an absolute beast for you guys, Valdez? Like, did you?
He was decent. He was a good Robin to Roquan's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
They asked. I think they kind of asked too much of him when he was drafted. But once you took some responsibility off his plate, he played a lot better. He's always been fast.
Sick athlete.
But I think if you look at his PFF grade, though, it's not as outstanding as some of the other linebackers. Like I said, he's decent. He's nothing remarkable.
I'd like to see what his PFF grade was for that game.
It was probably pretty high. You know who the highest rated skin was, commander was?
Hold on.
Defensively, anyway.
Was it Chin?
Sheldon Day.
Oh.
I'm telling you, that big dude was balling.
Yeah.
And he came out of nowhere to me. I remember seeing a little
I know it wasn't St. Juice.
I know it was. I saw a little note that he was going to be called up, and I heard one or two mentions from DQ at a presser. I didn't really know who he was talking about. That dude can play. Or at least he had the best game of his life.
But as far as Daniels, I mean, yeah, of course he's going to be. He's not 100%. He may not be 100% the rest of the year. When you take a,
I just don't know what the injury is. It's such a weird thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably bothering
him. Dr. Cakes diagnoses it as bruised ribs.
Yeah. Why would they just say bruised?
Bruised ribs.
You know what? Maybe it'll get back to 100% after the actual bye.
And having suffered that injury before, super painful.
I don't know. I don't get it. By the way,
And when T.J. Watt hit him in the end zone and landed on him, that was right on his ribs.
That had to sting.
No. Remember, he threw it away. And I think it was incompleted. But Watt landed on him in the end zone. That couldn't have felt good.
Well, I also don't understand what the benefit is. It's because I don't understand the injury because they're making it a mystery of them wrapping him every time he goes to the bench.
Well, it's probably heat. Like they're playing.
He said it's not heat.
Oh, it's not?
That's what I read. It wasn't heat or ice. It was they're just
compression.
Wrapping him. Yeah, some sort of compression.
Yeah.
But why? What is that doing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the benefit is.
There's some PT genius. Just let me know.
I can't help you with that.
I would love to know what that
Dr. Cakes is not that steeped in what to do with the injury. I can just diagnose the injury.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was bruised ribs. I might disagree with Cakes. I think because I agree with Cakes, the bruised ribs are super painful.
Very painful.
And I'm not sure that's what it is.
And I don't know if I 100% agree with Jay. He's speculating. None of us know. I think it was the defense, like the players that they're facing more so than he's limited from injury because we didn't really talk about it the week before and he had the same injury.
No, but he's just saying they limited their play call.
It's possible.
That's the reason why he only had the three runs. I don't know. I certainly have seen him throw it 65 yards, in 2 weeks ago. And then I'm telling you, I was blown away by that missile that he threw to McCaffrey on the sideline that McCaffrey didn't catch, where he was running left against his body. That was an insane throw to me.
Would have been a big gainer if
he
caught
it. Well, he could be. maybe he's just battling through the pain, though. I mean, making those throws, but just battling through it.
It could be. I just don't understand the mystery. But it's fine. I know I was looking up. Everybody was, like, trashing him, and I was defending him. I thought he was fine. Didn't have his best game. I think Jay described it as an average game. I think he's still ranked for the week. On the year, if you go to PFF rankings, and again, they're worth whatever you think they're worth because they have no idea sort of what's being called exactly and what people are being asked to do. Mm-hmm. I think he's ranked third on the season, right, in terms of quarterbacks in PFF rankings. I think for the week he was 12th out of how many teams, Cakes, are there? 32?
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple on bye, but yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever. Wasn't his best game.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like it was some sort of catastrophic game. He didn't throw 5 interceptions and get away with a dub like Jared Goff.
He wasn't Sam Darnold. Wasn't even close to Sam Darnoldville.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I expect a bounce back game from Jaden on Thursday. I don't know if we're going to win or not. Mm. I mean, Philly's good. But I expect a bounce back game from Jaden, a little tighter game, probably a little bit more legs involved, and I expect the receivers to play better.
And I think B-Rob is back. I think he won't tell us today, but he.
I don't know if I would expect him back on a short week.
I think he'll be back. A good note is they put out an injury list yesterday. I thought it was interesting. It was based on if they practiced. So they put guys as like limited, full participant. They didn't even have practice, but they said if they had practice, this is what they're, and I think for B-Rob, it was limited.
I guess we'll find out today because today they'll practice.
Yeah.
Today will be like their. They're Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday.
But some guys were listed still as out, including Lattimore.
I'll bet you $2 that B-Rob doesn't go Thursday.
I'll take the bet.
All right. No. How about the 14 year old?
No, I'm not willing to bet the whole 14.
Cakes, can I get in on it? Can I get $2?
Sure.
All right, two.
$2. Write it down, Valdez. You're now the arbiter of the bet book.
It's true.
Jason, answer your question about Patrick Queen. Now, I don't have the game-by-game player grade.
Yeah.
But on the year, PFF doesn't like him at all. He's like 73rd out of 83.
Oh, they hate his guts,
doesn't
actually.
Like who?
Queen.
Patrick Queen.
Mm. Well, that speaks to Valdez's opinion. Yeah, so if they had
Baldy
practiced...
liked him a lot. I'll tell you that. If you look at the Baldy breakdown, Baldy showed three or four clips where Patrick Queen was all over the field and spying on Jaden Daniels and
so
keeping
that
Jaden
was
Daniels.
For that week that he had that low grade?
No, that was for the season.
Yeah,
the season
for that week.
Low rated.
Because I agree. I thought for that game he was pretty impactful.
I mean, he was all over the place.
If they had had practice yesterday, Seibert was out.
Uh-huh.
Lattimore was out. Limited was B-Rob, Wiley, and you know everybody else, Biotish. And then full participants, even though they're nursing things, Jordan McGee, Igbenonahi. I'm trying to say that.
Why
the
do
best
they have
I can,
to put out a hypothetical practice
I don't know.
Report?
I don't
understand that.
It's just sort of their standard one.
Okay.
It
seems kind of weird.
The report is an estimation. They did a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an estimation as if they had had a full practice. This is because they are. I mean, it's a quick turnaround, man.
Right. That's why I don't
really
think B-Rob, if he wasn't ready for Sunday, why would he all of a sudden be ready? I just don't.
Because I think you might, if you're close. If you're close.
Yeah. The way I look at it is just because it's an extra few days.
Yeah,
I got an extra few days.
I mean, that's
hamstring's a little bulky, wonky.
It just takes a little while to get over that. Yeah. But he is listed as limited. So my guess is he'll be limited again today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Okay.
Well, he
and you'll see how
wasn't
he
limited last week and then Friday he wasn't on the practice field.
It's true. That might be
pretty
true.
Sure that was the way that went last week.
Yeah. I think
it's going to be the Austin Eckler and Jeremy McNichol show.
Could
and
be.
A little bit of Chris Rodriguez sprinkled in.
All right, well, we'll find out.
All I know is it'd be nice if we get Biotish back.
Yes.
Coleman back.
Need those
Wiley
guys.
Back.
Yeah.
Because I think that is, of all, that was something that was kind of undersold about that game.
Right.
Was that we were really banged up on that offensive line.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. You can call us right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. When we come back, we'll play Caps Trivia for your chance to win a pair, actually two pairs of tickets to see the Caps take on the New Jersey Devils at Capital One Arena. That game is Saturday, November 23rd. So call in right now at 800-636-1067. We'll give those tickets away on the other side.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.